News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
A kilo of bananas or carrots costs less than a single cheeseburger, while five portion of fruit and veg a day can be met for as little as 30p. So says freelance journalist Rob Crossan, who is speaking about our misconceptions around healthy food and who joins me now this morning. Rob, is it your contention that people think that the reason that maybe people from more deprived areas or lower socioeconomic groups or whatever way you want to say it tend to have bigger issues with weight is because healthy food is expensive?
Well, I think that's a little bit specious, if I'm honest. What the truth is that some healthy food is more expensive. If you're intent on eating, I don't know, imported kumquat or white asparagus, then healthy food is going to cost you a fortune. But, you know, if you go into any supermarket, I challenge you to do it after the show, you will find that a single banana costs less than a single Snickers bar and a single bag of spinach costs less than a single bag of kettle chips. You know, so I don't think it's really true to say that all healthy food is more expensive.
No, and I would agree with you on that. And there are ways of, and I feed a family, so I'm aware of this, that there are ways of eating more cheaply. But in response to what you said there, a bag of spinach as opposed to a bag of kettle chips, you can eat a bag of spinach if you like, but with nothing, but it wouldn't be very filling and it wouldn't be very tasty. But a bag of kettle chips is kind of convenient, isn't it?
Well, I suppose so. But if you're going to say, well, a bag of kettle chips is great, then would you encourage your friends to say, well, eat kettle chips every single day until you get type 2 diabetes? You know, you probably wouldn't say that.
No.
And if you want to combine it, that spinach that I just mentioned, with a bag of pasta, some carrots, some leeks and some mushrooms, I would go head to head with you, toe to toe, in terms of asking you, do you think that those ingredients I've just listed,
yeah,
would they cost less than four ready-made microwave meals?
No, and you're,
I would say they absolutely would.
You're right, but ready-made microwave meals can be stuck in the microwave. You push it on for 2 or 3 minutes, and the next thing you have your food. Isn't it the case that some of the difficulties that we have here is not just about expense, it's about people having maybe lost the art of cooking or maybe never had the art of cooking? And that's an intergenerational thing that does exist in some communities, particularly more deprived communities.
Well, the internet's a wonderful thing for this. I think if you're able to go on YouTube and follow makeup advice or gaming tips, then you're equally able to go on YouTube and follow a very simple recipe. I mean, I think personally recipe books are a disaster because they always seem to require 18 ingredients. I don't like them. I don't use them myself. I'm a bang average cook. But yeah, I think the time thing, well, I did this with my fiance the other night. We had a bit of a challenge where she put her pizza in the oven. And she said, well, that'll take about 20 minutes. And bearing in mind that I'm a really, really average cook, I've never worked in a kitchen, I'm not a chef. But in that 20 minutes while her pizza was going, I put some pasta on, made some leeks and mushrooms, put in some green pesto, added some grated cheese, basil and salt and pepper. And my dinner was ready before hers was.
I also think yours sounds like it tastes nicer, to be fair to you. So I'm not knocking what you're saying, but And I agree with you that you can eat, particularly you're eating vegetarian food there, that it generally would be relatively cheap. But we have experts on this show all the time, Rob, and they talk about the obesogenic environment, which says the days of blaming people for not putting in the effort or the days of blaming people for, you know, maybe being overweight are over, that we know that big food as an industry, but also a combination of socioeconomic factors tends to conspire to make it more convenient, easier, and therefore more likely that people will eat unhealthy food quite a lot of the time.
Well, if that's the winning argument, then we're doomed, aren't we? I mean, I think that there has to be a kickback somewhere. And I really feel that in any area of society, if you don't start taking responsibility for yourself, then, nothing good will ever come of us. You know, and I feel that there's a situation now whereby big food is extremely pernicious, but I think it's fantastic to go into any supermarket. And what's great about broccoli and leeks and mushrooms and fresh fish is that they sell themselves. They don't need garish packaging. They look wonderful as they are. And like I say earlier, you know, if you're worried about price, then avoid white asparagus. Avoid avoid the incredibly expensive.
I can tell you, I have never in my life bought white asparagus. I think I've probably had it in a restaurant once or twice, but only accidentally. Can I ask you? Do you think that it is the case that we are making excuses, therefore, for people who are overweight and saying, "Oh, God love them, it's much cheaper to eat convenience food or junk food than it is to eat healthily," and therefore that's the problem. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not me that's saying that. If you look at Public Health England, if you look at the Food Alliance, if you look at the Centre for Food Policy at City University in London, they all propagate this argument that we are, well, people like myself from, you know, less affluent backgrounds, we're all two-time poor. And we can't afford it to eat healthy. And I feel that if those excuses are laid on for us, buffet style, as it were, then we're gonna take it. We always would. If you were told, "Oh, Kira, you can turn up half an hour late for work tomorrow, and there'll be no consequences," you'd probably have a lie-in, wouldn't you?
I can only dream of such indulgences, to be honest, Rob. I think it's a really interesting premise, and I think it's also really interesting that you say you come from a kind of a working class background. And you're saying this, you're saying that don't make excuses for us, don't patronise us.
Well, this is one of the reasons why I wrote the piece in The Spectator yesterday, is that I really am sick of people from my background being spoken to in this way. I think it's hugely patronising and it's hugely condescending. And it just the arguments about time poor and unhealthy food being cheaper, it doesn't hold up to even mild scrutiny.
And I would take both those points, and you've made some really interesting points actually since you've come on. But what about the I suppose you did say about the YouTube videos, and you've made a good point. I was just going to say, what about the lack of familiarity and education and that as a barrier to cooking? Because my mum happened to be a very good cook, so I learned quite a lot from her. But I also, when I was a student, spent years working in restaurants as waitresses, and I kind of picked up a lot of stuff there too. So if you're missing those two pieces of a jigsaw puzzle, it is harder, isn't it?
I don't think so, Kira. No, I mean, if you're, you know, I think there's still this idea that cooking is somehow an alchemist sort of activity, you know, and you don't have to be Marco Pierre White. You know, I mean, my parents were pretty mediocre cooks. My dad couldn't cook at all. Oh, actually, you know, he could do a poached egg. That was literally it. And I just, over the years, I just have looked at other people when I've been at their houses, seen what they're doing. I've obviously, when the internet came along, as I mentioned, I binge on YouTube cooking videos. And I mean, this is what I'm just saying. I think it's time to stop these excuses, because I just don't believe the values.
Very interesting. And thank you for coming on. That is Rob Crossan, their freelance journalist. Let us know what you think. Is he right? I think the conversation has moved on a little bit from the idea of personal responsibility, but should it? Let me know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.